Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think it's here. I think we can officially say it's summer, baby.
Yeah, man. We're in the gym.
I declare it is something.
I do declare. No, it is almost the middle of June. And so the weather has been, outside of that one day where just the rain came through.
Oh, on, what was that? Was that Monday?
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, it's just rainy and dreary for no reason. But outside of that, like, it's been a hell of a week. It's supposed to be like 90 today.
Yeah. Do you have a defining moment that tells you, oh, yeah, it's summer, baby? Like, oh, yeah, we're here. Because I think I had it last night.
I don't know. Like, I guess
I have two.
You know, it's kind of a bittersweet thing, but when basketball officially ends and like baseball's on TV, it's like, yeah, it's summertime.
Yeah.
You know, when there's seemingly nothing left to talk about on all the, you know, sports outlets, then yeah, that's when I was like, okay, it's summer. And as far as the weather, once we get like 6 days of hot in a row, and not like warm and nice outside, I mean like, no, it's hot. Break out the air conditioner. It's time to put that up. Then it's like, yeah, here we go with summer.
My defining summer moment last night was got done with golf and went and met up with the girlfriend, and we went and got drinks, and I got my first paper plane of the summer.
Oh.
Ooh.
Buddy, I'm telling you, I could fill up a jug, a hydro flask of that stuff and
drink
take it
like
to the
lemonade,
golf.
Huh?
Oh, my God. I'd be absolutely tossed afterwards. But it is the nectar of the gods.
So I assume that's your favorite summer drink.
It's my favorite drink.
Or the one that kind of, for you, equals summer.
It's my favorite year-round drink, but it is definitely gives summer vibes because it's got some like Aperol in it, some lemon. So it's definitely got more of the citrusy vibes to it, which you know, gives you summer flavors. Also, I had one of the best tequila like cocktails of my life last
night. Oh, yeah.
Tequila's okay. Where it's at.
Dude, it was...
I'm a big tequila guy now. I wasn't really at first, but...
When you're asking the bartender, how did you make that? That's how you know it was good.
What
like,
was
it? I couldn't help myself. It was tequila. It was tamarind paste.
Okay.
So they took the tamarind paste, where you can get them at like the Asian grocery stores. Salt, lime, and I think maybe that was it. I would have to look up the menu.
It's very simple.
Oh my God, so simple, but so effective. So effective. I told my girlfriend, I was like, I would fill up a second hydro flask with this.
Yeah. No, I'm so easygoing and simple. Like, I don't really know if I have like a summertime, it's warm, or even like a winter drink. I'm a whiskey guy year round, so I don't really know, like, and I don't do a lot of, not a big cocktail guy, as we've talked about before. So I guess if anything, like, there'll be times where I'm just, and we talked about this before, I don't know why and I don't know where it comes from, but I've been wanting a wine cooler, which don't exist anymore.
A B&J?
Man, that would be awesome. You know what I mean? That would be awesome. And for whatever reason, they're just not, I'm sure they're out there in some form or fashion. I think the seltzer world has kind of taken over.
Can but, I just say, I Googled wine coolers for you, Rashad, and the first thing to come up was literally wine refrigerators. That is how far away from wine coolers we are.
Yeah, like, my God, I mean, I used to, went back in my younger days, and they still made those, when it was warm out or we were going to the park or something like that, like, everybody else would get some beer. It's like, hey, man, make sure you grab me just one of those. It comes in a case of four, so it's not like it's a whole bunch of them. Yeah, grab me a couple of those strawberry passions.
Well, I also bring this up because I feel like one of the defining summer moments for me is when the first country song on my Spotify plays.
Oh.
When I play some country.
You clean your truck?
Yeah, I wish I had a truck to clean.
Clean the mud off.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Getting manly. Hot tea.
But I also bring this up because I segue. I was like, Rashad, like, I've been thinking recently. I was like, you know what? I think we need a new show opens. We got to do something different. I've been trying to think around, throw around some ideas in my head. And
how old is our show open now?
About a year or two.
Yeah, just 2 years almost.
Yeah. I made it about a year and a half ago, I want to say. But yeah, I was just like thinking, I was like, we need a new show open. Well, what should I do? So I have a show open made, but I want you guys to listen to it first to see if I can get your approval. But I got local country superstar Luke Morgan Brian Wallen to record this for us. And
this is going to be great.
I want to see what you guys think of this possible new country style Sports Sunday Open. You guys ready for it?
Let's hear it.
All right. Am I potted up there, Jordan?
Oh, you're hot, baby.
Okay. Let's fire this off and see if it works here.
Sunday morning comes, the coffee's on. Turn that dial to 80, the fan. Come on. From the motor to Otson, we go deep. Talking Ducks, Beavs, Blazers, no time for sleep.
Yeah!
Rashad's bringing heat like Scoop from three. Joe's got stats and a voice like sweet iced tea. One's black, one's white, don't matter none. We're just two dudes having too much fun. Black and white on the mic, but the vibe's just right. Like game day buzz on a Saturday night. Did I mention that one of them is black and the other one is pale? Oops, my bad. Now let's hear a sports tale. When the mics go live, you already know. It's time to roll with Rashad and Joe. It's Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on 1080 The Fan. It's a radio show. Blazers, Ducks, and Beavers take the floor. We break it down and read the box score. Joe is white and Rashad is black. Just making sure you knew the racial impact. Get your coffee and eggs. It's time to go. It's time for Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Yeah!
That might be the best open in sports.
I don't know. Does anybody have a better sports open than that?
Oh, hold on. We got the chorus goes again. Pop this back up, Jordan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on 1080 The Fan. It's a radio show. Blazers, Ducks, and Beavers take the floor. We break it down and read the box score. Joe is white and Rashad is black. Just making sure you knew the racial impact. Get your coffee and eggs. It's time to go. It's time for Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Not bad,
hey man, I love it. I think how is that not the best intro to any show ever?
Man, I just
how is it not that? That might be the best theme song that I've ever heard.
I just finished watching Yellowstone. Like, finally, the season or the series finale, listen, and that fits right.
That
in.
Absolutely, that's the new open forever. That's Monday Night Football right there.
I told him, I was like, you know what? I gave him some stuff about the show. I was like, you know, it's Sunday morning show. It's, you know.
That's Morgan Wallen. You were awesome.
Luke Morgan,
Luke,
Brian
Luke,
Wallen.
Luke Morgan, man, it's a super long name that you have to say. Oh, man, hey, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, yeah, it's Rashad is black, I'm white, you know, but try not to bring too much of the attention to it. I don't think he did.
No, I think he completely evaded, you know, that point.
I'm going to be honest, that was completely AI made.
I love AI it.
Kind of I thought I heard some of that. That was awesome, dude. That was really, AI is fantastic.
Dude, I did probably nothing for work for about an hour and a half on Friday, concocting this open.
Give me a country open.
Yeah, I like it.
Dude,
we should use it.
I am going to go down a rabbit hole with AI music generator now after what happened making this, because I mean, you can make any style.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there are musicians out there that are not happy about this.
No.
Listen.
Music is over, bro. Like, that that time that we knew of actual artistry is, I mean, we thought auto-tune was bad. Remember that time when everybody was bitching about, oh, man, why are you doing that to the void? There's not, man, now you've got actual country singers that can make a whole song. And how long did it take you, Joe?
Probably took me about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. Getting the lyrics tightened up.
Got a banger like that in an hour and a half, talking about, you know, friendship and, you know, racial equality and whatnot in one song. Like, I love it.
I don't know if you've seen the AI-generated country songs of it's like a husband and wife texting each other back and forth, and one's like golfing. And it's just the conversation back and forth.
It's fantastic.
Where the wife is like, when are you going to be done with golfing? And he's like, oh, we just finished with hole 12. And she's like, it seems like you've been out there for 4 hours. Why is this taking so long? But it's made to a country music beat and with someone singing it. It is fantastic. It is on point.
I got to fool around with AI. I'm still kind of scared of it. It's going to take over everything.
Dude,
it's going to be AI people talking sports here in a minute. It's not even going to be actual folks no more.
Well, we do have the...
They're making country songs now, Jordan. Like, it's coming.
Well, we do have the Isaac and Suk AI.
No, I remember that. There was like a listener, I think, and that takes a little bit more work. You've got to basically have a script ready, but you can generate, I think, if you take pre-existing clips, which there are many out there,
for sure,
of one Isaac Ropp and one Jason Sukanik, and then put them into this generator, mm-hmm, and then you type out, or just, hey, I want a script about today's Game 2 NBA Finals matchup, and then you could get a segment, but it sounds okay. It's probably the most generic sports radio that you could find.
Have you never heard the Isaac AI?
It's pretty good. We should.
I don't know
here,
if I have.
I got it right here. Let me pull it up here.
Pull it up.
I'm all country pull it out. Now. All right.
Pull it
all right.
Truck.
Welcome back to Primetime. We got a lot to talk about, but I first want to start with college football and why I think my former school is going to win. The Kansas Jayhawks have been struggling in football for a while now, but there is
so
hope.
Weird.
That they can turn things around and compete for the championship next year. To do so, the team needs to focus on a few key areas. First, they need to improve their offensive production. Last year, the team ranked
you
near
know
the
know
bottom
this
of
is
the
AI.
Big 12.
It
sounds like my hunt for
no
the host.
No emotion. Hello, Joe.
No yeah. emotion.
Hello, Rashad.
Yeah, this sounds like my hunt for the host audition. That's what it sounds like.
How I know,
just hella nervous.
How I know it's AI is, have you ever heard Isaac ever go that deep,
no,
sports-wise,
and
breaking down?
No.
Like,
no.
Especially
he's
Kansas
about to,
football.
He's about like, to break down X's and O's. Like, yeah, absolutely
nah.
not.
Really, they need to work on their zone coverage in the secondary. I feel like it can be a little bit better. Their linebacker, they just commit too much to the run.
All of their corners have bad hips. Like, what? What are you talking about?
Whoo! All right. Well, maybe I'll workshop some different types of opens.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's got to go
in. What should be the next style, next music style?
Alternative?
An alternative, like a Nirvana-esque.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
Should I go like a heavy, like a 80s Def Leppard-esque?
Oh, yeah, like strip club song?
I
like
would
pour
like
some sugar on me?
I Give would me like that. To hear like some...
Spot Sunday with Rashad!
There we go.
And Joey's well!
Some 70s soul, you know, would be kind of
cool,
you know?
You
like that.
I was thinking
cool.
like something like Rapper's Delight. I said it's Sport Sunday. I'm 1080 the fan.
Yeah.
Rashad and Joe, they're the man.
Yeah, that could work. That could work.
Don't do that
That
yet.
Could work. You should just do it. Actually, did you mark that? Could you get that?
I think I might have to go get that.
Yeah, I can get that. Yeah.
That could be added to the board along with this.
We'll see how far the show will take us. A Huntsville Horde Sunday.
That needs to be played at the end of every show.
Joe singing the various theme songs of yesteryear. I'm down. I'm here for it.
All right. Well, let's see where this show's going to take us. We got a few things. We are in the thick of NBA Finals now after Game 1, Game 2 later today. We have a quarterback signing in the NFL, and I ask, just why? Why? We got a big baseball game later today. Rashad Baseball.
Say what?
Baseball Rashad.
Oh, okay.
We need to come up with a nickname. Because we got like Blue Line Brandon. We got NBA Dirt. We need to come up with something for Rashad, Baseball Rashad, or I don't know, Dinger Rashad.
Yeah, what's it?
Rashad Dong.
Aluminum bat Rashad. How about that?
Ping Rashad. Yeah,
ping.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's going to be something cool.
I like Rashad epic. Dong. There's something to that.
I don't know if I like that one, but we'll figure it out.
Where's my Big Al drop? There we go. There he is.
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
I hit dingers.
Dingers.
I wish that kid was like hitting dingers in Major League Baseball now.
Yeah, where is he now?
I don't know. We'll have to.
He
look
might
up.
Be in the majors. Who knows?
We'll see where Alfred D'Elia is. I just love how raspy his voice is as like a 10-year-old.
He's a 10-year-old smoker.
Yeah,
pack a day.
Ripping camels.
They've all been.
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I have dingers.
My name's Big Al.
Yeah. Are you Big Lou?
No, I'm ripping Big darts Al. And ripping dingers.
Ripping darts.
He's probably a Zen man. What else? We got Beavers baseball. I did this on Tuesday with Danny, but I want to bring this to the attention of the Sports Sunday fan. The most negative NBA fan bases.
Oh, easy. Done. Let's go.
The most vulgar fan bases.
That's
pretty
easy.
Philly and New York.
The most polite fan bases.
Probably us.
I was going to say, yeah. Hey, we root for our team no matter what.
You can wear the other team's jersey.
Unless you're a criminal. We're weird here.
We will get to all that and more Sports Sunday. But first, let's start with the NBA Finals right here on 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't know if I'm going to get her out of the house to do this, but I want to go check out the boats today. They got the fleet on
fleet
the waterfront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a big old sailboat down there.
I've been seeing them as I was taking my son to school most days. I was like, oh, man, those things are ginormous.
That's a big old boat.
I can see the STD.
Damn, that's a big boat.
Enormous. You know what I mean? So I haven't been down to Rose Festival at all. I've got to do that. I probably end up doing that.
I used to take Joey when he was like younger, like a toddler, but
they're older now. They don't care. They're so cool, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just different.
I'm sure the naval fleet in town had a lot of fun last night downtown.
Oh, for sure.
Portland Saturday night.
They usually do.
Yeah, they usually do.
Did they hit up CC Slaughter's before it closed?
Hey,
Thaler!
I'm sure they hit that
up. A couple of them did, yeah.
Right across from Dixie and Barrel Room. That whole area, man, was hopping, I'm sure.
Yeah, Portland Institution, CC Slaughter's is closing. I can't believe it.
I did see that. That's, God. That's,
not sure.
Yo, you're sick to my stomach,
man. I can't remember if it's the longest running gay nightclub on the West Coast or the Pacific Northwest, but yeah, historic nightclub closing.
Well, let's go to our gay correspondent. Tell us the news, Charlie.
No. We have a Charlie?
I was like, who's gonna do this here? Because it ain't me.
It's like, I've never met Charlie. Just silence for five.
Yeah. You know, that's usually how it is when you go to somebody on the site. There's usually this long pause and,
well,
hey guys, yo, we're here. Yeah, okay.
It is. It's like that 5-second
it
delay.
It is super sad that we're losing CeCe Slaughter's.
Yeah.
We need a gay correspondent.
No, we actually do.
I think that'd be fantastic, especially during this month, just for the month of June. That's true.
Just on contract for a month, and then
just,
that's it.
Just like every other business out there, show that we care about gay people for the month, and then as soon as it's July 1st, and we're done.
They move on.
Yeah.
Change the Twitter logo.
There are a lot of causes to care about, though, for people. Like, there's something new every month.
Yeah, you got to check all the boxes now, right?
Change the Twitter AVI, quick! It's July 1st. We don't have to care anymore. What we do care about, though, is the NBA Finals. Those damn Pacers, they did it again, Rashad. Can you believe it?
I can.
I was going to say, well, actually, I mean, at this point.
It's one of those things you kind of do. I almost kind of expected it. That sounds weird, but I kind of expected them to do something like that.
Man, they just let him hang around. Like, they kept him at arm's length the entire game, but you were just waiting for that, like, 8-0 run that went to timeout. And the Thunder up by 14 or 15 to then balloon up to a 20, 22, 23-point lead. And that part never came. You had the moments where it's like, okay, Pacers have cut this to 6 or 7. Okay. Now the Thunder have it back up to 15. Oh, the Thunder have it back up to 14 or 16, whatever. And that is about as high as they got it. And they just did not have the run, the close factor that they needed. Like, there was many times where I'm like, okay, if they hit a couple three, up, they missed that one. Like, I think I heard someone say that it was the second worst shooting performance of the season for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You got the box score up. Do you want to tell me the field goal percentage, 3-point percentage for the Thunder?
Yes, the Thunder as a team shot, let's see, 3-point percentage. Oh, they didn't shoot terribly.
What was the field goal percentage?
Oh, their field goal percentage overall was 39.8%.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
From 3-point, they shot 36%, which is not great, but that's, you know, that's okay. You know,
you need that to be in the,
you want it to be in the 40s, you know, you want it to be closer to there. But if you told me somebody was a 36% 3-point shooter, you'd be like, okay, like that's not great, but you know, that's whatever. It's acceptable ish, but not this game.
39% though, just from the field in general. That's
not great.
No,
it's not great. You know, and the thing about it is, the Pacers played terribly in this game for 47 and a half minutes. The Pacers were not good in this game. They had,
oh my God, I mean, Obi Toppin in that first quarter played terrible minutes. They had 19 turnovers in the first half.
How many teams can have 24 turnovers and win a game?
I mean,
19 first half turnovers, 17 in the first quarter, and lose a game.
Yeah.
And win a game, excuse me. That's insane to me. Like, this team, number one, there was a lot of missed shots. Shea missed a lot of shots, and, you know, towards the beginning of the game, but after that, like, he kind of found his groove and it was easy from there. But the one thing the Pacers do is they force you into a lot of bad shots.
Well, and
they can do a good job of that. So missing shots on your own definitely doesn't help. And that's the one thing. Like, Jalen Williams missed a bunch of shots, you know, open on his own. You know, Chet obviously didn't have a great game, 2 for 9 from the field. Jalen Williams, 6 for 19, finished with 17, but wasn't a great shooting night, you know. And they're already going to miss some shots. But I think the one thing is, we talk about the activity of the Thunder's defense all the time. Indiana plays similar defense to that. They're always throwing different guys at you. They all got long arms. They're all making sure they get inside passing lanes. I think if they weren't so nervous in that, and even still, with all the turnovers in the first quarter, the score was 29-20. First quarter. That's how the first quarter ended. With all the turnovers and everything, Indiana was still right there.
The first half, I think they were only down 10.
No, the first half going into half, they were only down 10. 19 turnovers and still only down 10. Against a team like OKC, you're down 25.
Excuse me, down 12.
Down 12, excuse me.
But still, I mean.
But still, against OKC, with all those turnovers, that's you're down 30, you know, at that point. And so they stuck around. They continue to fight. They continue to play defense. And Tyrese Halliburton is great when he needs to be. And I think that's the thing I love most about him. We have a lot of superstars in this league, quote unquote, that are great for 3.5 quarters. And then when it gets to the end of the fourth quarter and there's 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left, there's a lot of shots, but not a lot of them go in, i.e. a playoff P, right? You know, Anthony Edwards, you know, some of these other guys that are great for three quarters for the most part, but when you need them in the crunch to do something great, not to say that they won't do it, but they can't do it as consistently. Tyrese Halliburton at the end of games is a killer. Absolute killer. He's Reggie Miller. He's Dwayne Wade. He's at the end of the game. You give him the ball, the chances that he's primetime Gilbert Arenas. You give him the ball at the end of the game, more than likely he's going to finish it for you.
Let me read this fourth quarter for you. Field goal percentages, shots made for each team. In the fourth quarter, Indiana Pacers 12 of 24 from the field, 6 of 10 from 3. The Oklahoma City Thunder 7 of 19 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3. So one team just turned it on late. One team completely fell apart. And I texted Danny this in the fourth quarter. And he told me that apparently he said this the other day. But I was just like, is it just me? Or does the half-court offense for Oklahoma City at the end of the game, is it just absolutely putrid? It was a lot of Shea bring the ball up. And everybody kind of all just stand around and no movement and just let him go to work.
I got news for you. That's been most of the offense for most of the year.
Yeah, and that's
you know, I think the finals is one of those times that OKC is for as great as they are. How many of us can say that we watched a bunch of OKC games?
Here and there, but
I mean, yeah, they were on TV a lot, right? But that was one of they're kind of like the Spurs, you know, the like we know they're a good team, but and they're fun to watch too, but just like I don't really care as much sometimes. I don't know what it is for
when you're
reason.
Dominating teams every night.
Yeah,
it's
kind of like it loses some luster, which sounds insane, but that's what happens with good teams. A lot of times people just don't feel like, unless you got a Steph, you know, a LeBron or something like that. And I think Shea is slowly creeping into that area, but this is the first time all of us are seeing really how the Thunder play. And it's very Shea Gilgeous-Alexander centric. He has the
he
ball
took
a
like
lot.
30 shots.
That's the offense.
Just down the end of the game when they were bringing the ball up and then they would get into the half court. It was just a lot of, all right, give SGA the ball and let him go to work and see if he can, you know, generate something for us. And it didn't. Like all the other, and this is the thing about the Pacers too, and I know we got a break, is that they are just conditioned to play a full 48. And it seemed like Oklahoma City was conditioned to play 45 in this game. Like, it was the last few minutes where, again, it was just like they look tired,
and
all of them.
And let's be honest, outside of Shea, the Pacers match up really well with this OKC squad. Like, outside of, you know, Shea and his ability to do pretty much everything, and I guess Tyrese is kind of a poor man's, you know, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander as far as what he's able to do. But outside of that, man, everybody on this team matches up really well with what OKC is able to do. And so I've been saying that from the beginning. Like, the Pacers are almost like a poor man's OKC. So it doesn't shock me that they were able to do this again. Now, they've already stolen home court, you know, from OKC. Now they just have to hold court at home at this point. If they can get one of two of those two at home, this is a series. And they got as good a shot as anybody else to win the championship.
Let's take a break and come back to this, because I want to know if game one has changed your thoughts on how the rest of the series is going to play out. We get to that next tier. NBA Finals talk continues on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I got to bring something to light. I think you are the only person I have ever seen willingly buy and bring in Dasani water.
Listen, man, you people forgot where you come from. Like, and that's for me. And number one, this
hose water.
All day when you couldn't or didn't want to go back inside.
Y'all sissies ever drink water from the hose?
I don't know about y'all, but when we were young and we were outside, if you come in and out of the house at some point, your parent to tell you, and I quote, sit your ass down, you're not going. Okay, so that for me meant not going back outside. I would absolutely rather drink water from the hose than go in the house and get some Kool-Aid or some soda or water and have to stay inside. I'll absolutely drink that. Dasani is delightful to me. Like, only water I won't drink, is Arrowhead. Gross. But outside of that, like, I don't... It's water, man. I don't care.
I'm an Aquafina man myself.
Yeah, well, it's water. I don't see anybody that about water
matters.
Outside of Arrowhead is insane.
I think Dasani is...
Just be thirsty then. If I got... All I have is Dasani over there, and you're like, oh, man, I'm so parched. You got cotton mouth. Oh, Dasani. Oh, can't do it. Okay, don't do it.
I think what I need to do, and I think I'm going to start doing this more often, is that... And I retweeted this the other day, is I had a pasta power rankings. What are the top 5 pasta noodles out there? I mean, this is a list that has been going since 2017 that has been rotating. I think I need to come up with a top 5 water drinking moments. Like, what is the best, like, moment? What is the best time that water tastes the best? Like
non-survival situation?
Yes, like drinking water out of the hose. I mean, that might be a top 5. All time,
I think that's
water
a two.
Drinking moment.
I think that's a two. It's hot outside. It's summer. Outside. You playing football on the street or riding bikes or doing whatever. The water is always cold. It's hot at first, but after like 10 seconds, you're not going to find any colder water anywhere else than the hose.
I would say that middle of the night through the faucet, the sink. Just putting your mouth right near the sink, Absolutely. The faucet.
Yeah, for sure.
Just going to town.
That's probably a 2 or 3.
Yeah.
That's probably a 2 or 3.
I'm going to have to workshop this. Maybe
right after sexy time, man. If you're really working out, like that Dasani is going to be great, Joe.
You're going to love it. That's a good point.
Ooh, coming out of the ocean, like if you're hanging out at the beach and you swim a little bit, that you got all that salt water all over you, fresh water, like that is... That's refreshing.
That's a good one. But are we talking about drinking or are we talking about just actual water moments?
Just best water drinking moments. Like, what is the, like, just again, like a bottle, like a glass of water on the nightstand that's been sitting there and it's basically like room temperature. But again, you wake up at like 3 a.m. and just absolutely crush that thing. Like,
man, listen,
that's one of those, like, that is a much needed water right
that
there.
I've had too much to drink, and that bottle of water or that glass of water that you get from the homie or just go get for yourself, like, that can be really clutch. That can turn your night around. Like, for a lot of people that have had way too much,
that is a top five water right there. No, that might be a top three right there.
Like, I mean, seriously, like, whenever you've had,
you don't appreciate it in the moment.
No, not at all. But then after you've had a little bit, maybe another one, you're like, all right, I'm back in the party. I'm at least okay. I don't feel like that anymore. You know, so I think that's one of those underrated jewels right there. Is that, you know, I've been drinking too much water.
You can text in 503-864-6326. Best water drinking moments. What is that? I would say that first water break during a hot summer football practice.
Oh, you remember the water cow?
Oh, the water cow? Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Water cow might be... That might be in the top five as well.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. God, you could get 10 kids up there, like, all just lined up, sucking water like it's out of an udder. Yep.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was fun.
That was a good time.
And it was ice cold, Rashad. You're right. Coming out of that whole hose absolutely. In, like, a 95-degree day. Yes, uh-huh. please.
Get a little on your head and everything.
Sprayed
like
in
that.
The helmet yeah. so that way you can
get in the pads.
On.
Just soak yourself. Boy. Like, get back on the damn field.
Yeah, I would either say first water break. During football practice at the water cow specifically.
Yes, the water cow has to be involved.
Yeah. Man, now I'm nostalgic. Yeah.
Are we allowed to call it the water cow? Is that an offensive term now?
Water cow? To cows?
To cows. It's like, oh, hey, you can't offend the cow. No, it's you think I'm a cow. Like, you know, I didn't really think of anything.
The water bovine.
There you go. The water bovine might be a little bit better.
On the text line, hose water is why Gen X and older millennials don't complain as much as Gen Z.
Seriously. I could imagine
right.
those sissy Gen Zers.
I could imagine telling our sons to go drink out of the hose. He'd be like, ew. Icky. Like, what are you talking about?
I haven't heard
get
that word
there
in
and
a while.
Go drink that, man.
Give me the Brita.
Yeah. No, you don't have anything outside of tap.
I will say, though. Big vitamin water guy. The vitamin, not the like flavored vitamin water. I'm talking about just the vitamin.
That was awful, but
is it just called vitamin water? The actual water, or is it called something else?
Like probably like H2 vitamin water H2O.
See, I feel weird paying for water, which is probably which is probably why I buy the Dasani, because it's weird to pay crazy prices for water.
You know
Deja
who owns
Blue?
Dasani, right?
What's up with it? You know what I mean?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah, Coca, it's like you're like, that's why I buy the Dasani. So you're just going to give your money to the corporation regardless.
I mean, there's another company called
Coca-Cola.
There's a
water
called
also.
Deja Blue.
Damn it.
I drink that too. It's hella cheap. It's like $1.12.
H2 Blue?
Deja Blue.
Deja Blue.
Yeah, I drink that too. Like, not tripping.
Smart water. It's just smart water.
I love smart water.
Yeah, smart water. That's what I meant to say.
No,
yeah.
That's, it is either Aquafina or smart
water.
That's
like
my
to me?
Hierarchy.
Water.
It's that reverse osmosis, baby.
No,
just like the water I got out of the...
If you line up Dasani next to Aquafina, you can taste the difference. You really can.
Do we do a water taste test on...
a bottled water taste test?
On the show?
If they sponsor it,
I'm
yes,
sure the
Joe.
Listeners
set
would
it
love
up,
it.
Mr. Sales
But
guy.
We need to make sure that we have water to wash down the flavors, so that way we can...
palate cleanser?
Yeah,
some
exactly.
tap water to cleanse the palate?
Yeah, get it back to normal.
Yeah, exactly. All right, sorry. Does game one... The result of it, the outcome, does it change how you feel like this series is going to play out? Maybe not just play out, but at least the outcome. Like, I've had Thunder since the beginning of the playoffs. I'm still going to roll with the Thunder. Whether it's in six or seven, I don't know. Going into this series, I was thinking Thunder in six. Still very much a possibility. But... kind of like last series, man, between the Pacers and Knicks, like, you see a game like this, that kind of Fs with the psyche of the team that lost. Like, dude, we had that game. We should have won that game. We should be up 1-0. And I don't know if it was Charles or Kenny or something like that, but it's like, now this series where it's, you know, best to four, it's like, for the team that's lost, it's like, now we got to win five games. Because you essentially had this game in the bag. You had it won, and you blew it late. So it's like, great, now we got to go. We actually have to
do this four more times.
Yeah, we got to do this four more times and actually close those games out. And I was like, damn, that's great point. Like you
it definitely wasn't Charles that said that then.
It might have been Kenny.
It was probably Kenny.
Dude, Kenny had a great line a week or so ago about Tom Thibodeau where he was like, Tom Thibodeau wouldn't play nine players in a baseball game. And I was like,
I know we talked about Thibodeau last week on the show, or at least, and I said, man, I wouldn't be surprised if he were fired.
Yeah. How about we do that next? But I do want to get your thoughts on this series because
absolutely, man. So, man, I don't know. I'm looking at a Pacers team they've been primed for this. I mean, let's be honest. They've been first round. You eliminate Giannis, a healthy Giannis. Take that. You're done. You know, you're done with them in the first round. Second round, you eliminate the team that's been running roughshod through the entire NBA. The only other team not named OKC, you handled them in five games. No problem. Get out of here. Then you go against the team in New York that was just, there's no way you're going to beat big body Brunson and no way you're going to beat Cat. That's not going to happen against this tough, rugged New York team. And they beat them 4-2 and really did it in kind of embarrassing fashion, if we're being honest. That was probably the most embarrassing series of any of them. Now, the Knicks have essentially blown up their team based on what's going on there. Talking about trading Cat, all type of stuff. The Pacers did that. And now the Pacers are playing the number one team in the league. They're ready for this because they were supposed to lose every series. They weren't supposed to beat the Bucks. They weren't supposed to beat the Cavs. They weren't supposed to beat the Knicks. What do you know? They beat them all. They've lost. They've lost four games. The entire playoff run. Four the entire time.
And I believe they're now up to 7 road wins.
Are you serious right now? They are 11-4 in the playoff. Excuse me, 13-4 because they only need 3 more games to win.
Yes, 13-4.
So they're 13-4 at this point. Listen, I got faith in the Pacers. I think they can do this. And mind you, they played terribly in the first half. And up until that the end of the third into the fourth quarter, this game was over for them. And they still fought back and did exactly what they've been doing. There's 4 game winners for Tyrese Halliburton. I'm sticking with the Pacers. I'm not shifting now.
Rolling with the Pacers,
huh? I have to. They've shown me too much. Like you've shown me you can win in every scenario, every situation against every type of team. Why wouldn't I believe you can win now?
I mean, I'd rather roll with Rick Carlisle than Mark Daigneault at this point. And that's not really an insult on the Oklahoma City Thunder head coach. But it's literally what we saw. 2 decisions, I think. That decision to put Nembhard on the ball instead of Tyrese Halliburton in the fourth quarter to allow Tyrese to shoot off the ball obviously gave the offense a different look. And then at the end of the game, 8 seconds left when Shea missed that shot to go take it back down to the other end. No timeout called because Rick could see that the defense was not set. The team was off balance. Oh, look what happened. And that's a huge Monday morning quarterback kind of a call for him to make. And yes, it went well, so he's a genius. But that was because the genius comes from what he identified in the situation, and he had the balls to sit on his timeout and say, I'm going to let my players handle this.
I'm going to co-sign that too, Jordan, because remember this. Who engineered the last huge upset in the NBA Finals?
I mean, I know where you're going with this.
I think we've all heard this,
Dallas,
right?
Dallas Mavericks. I mean, you could say the last one was the Raptors.
The last one was probably, but
the Warriors fell apart.
KD was hurt, and Klay was hurt. Steph just couldn't do it on his own. So that was one of those things. But you talk about a fully healthy squad with nobody, and Dirk could do that to that Heat team in 6 games. Why wouldn't I believe that Rick Carlisle, with these dogs that he has on this team, couldn't do something similar against this OKC squad, who all of us have already crowned as the champion, as the best team in the league? Would not shock me if the Pacers did it. I hope they do.
Well, they're big favorites coming into the NBA Finals, the Thunder. We do have Game 2 later today. That starts at 5 o'clock on ABC. It'll be a good reason to stay out of the heat because it's going to be a hot one today, Wally.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to the river today. Probably not, though.
Which river?
Usually Sandy. I just want something chill, something slow.
I was going to say, if you were about to say Willamette, I mean.
What? Why?
Well, that's why I was asking. I wanted to make sure.
I don't think anybody just goes to the Willamette River here and is like, hey,
get a little soak.
I might go to like
a little splash.
I might go to Cathedral Park or something like that, but I'm not just.
There's a good spot out in Troutdale. Past that little exit 17 there, if you go down where the city of Troutdale,
Sandy River.
Yeah, right there. Dabney and right around there, all that stuff. Yeah,
really nice.
So the team that the Pacers eliminated last round, the New York Knicks, Rashad Taylor, he had sources. I don't know who he was talking to last Sunday.
Shams, man.
Multiple sources tell me, anonymous sources tell me that Tom Thibodeau is going to get fired. And sure enough, he did. We get to that next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Part of me just wants to go crash on the couch and just wait.
It's not a bad idea.
But I also don't want to be, I can imagine some poor cleaning person coming by and seeing this black dude just laying on the couch. And I assume the police would be here in 0.25, you know, so yeah, I usually just go ahead and go home.
Pretty sure that's where Klondike Will Ortner had to crash when he was here during a snowstorm a year or two ago. I can't remember which one that was, but yeah, that couch right there was his crashing pad.
Yeah, man, it's a nice, I mean, for Will, I'm sure it's a little small, you know. Will's a tall
guy. It's a long couch.
Yeah, it is, but that's, you know, what, six feet, something like that?
He's 6'5".
Yeah, so that's not big enough for Big Willie.
So the New York Knicks, they got eliminated last round by the Indiana Pacers, and I believe it was last Sunday. The wounds were still fresh on the Knicks after a tough series loss to the Pacers. And Rashad made the statement. I almost wish we could pull the audio. I don't know, remember what segment it is. But Rashad said, hey, I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Thibodeau gets fired. And I'm like, no, come on. I was like, they improved year over year. They went from the second round to the conference finals. They're basically a game one choke job away from possibly making that series better than it was and winning that series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we can get to that as well, that, you know, if the Knicks win the series and go to the finals but lose the finals, are they firing Tom Thibodeau? So, I mean, they literally based this whole job off of this one series. But sure enough, they fired Tom Thibodeau. Rashad Sauces were right. Unbelievable.
I don't know, man. It was just, I don't know, something spoke to me, you know? Like, sometimes you just, I can't explain
Rashad.
It. It's like a gift.
Tom Thibodeau will be fired.
Honestly, it's looking at trends. And you have to look at the trend of Tom Thibodeau. He's only good places for 3 to 5 years.
Well, I saw someone else put in a good way, it's that he's a floor raiser, but not a ceiling raiser.
I think that's a good, he gets a
bars.
Lot, he gets things out of players that they didn't know that they could do. Right? You don't believe me? Go look at that Bulls team that he had initially. You didn't think remember, we called them the baby Bulls. Like, right, we didn't know exactly what they were and everything, and he had them fighting. He got an MVP out of there. You got a bunch of tough, gritty guys that didn't mind working. But when it stops working is when you have superstars that are like, man, you're doing too much. This is crazy. Like, why are we doing this? Like, why? This is almost like that heat culture that people love if you're Udonis Haslam, but after a while it's like, man, I can't do this every day. Like, we can't play like this all the time. Like, it's crazy. So what happened after the Bulls? He got fired. He goes to Minnesota. They get Jimmy Butler that one year, and they shoot to, like, the top of the West. Jimmy Butler gets hurt. They kind of have a little dip after that, but then they have that whole thing. But after 3 years, they got tired of him in Minnesota, and what happened? Now you sign with the Knicks, right? You have 5 years with the Knicks, a slow build and everything. It's been good. It's been good. But your teammates or your team is saying, like, man, this is rough. We're doing too much. We're running all the time. We're doing all these old school NBA things, and man, we're not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that. Terrible, terrible rotations during the conference finals. Having Kat sitting on the bench for most of the second half in that game too, and then didn't bring him back until there was like 2 minutes left in the game. By that time, you were already kind of cooked. You know, by then, only running about six guys out there on your roster in the conference finals against a team that goes, you know, 8 or 9 deep a lot of the time. Just terrible coaching, almost rookie coaching decisions that you were making. Tibbs has a very old school NBA mentality. And as an old school NBA guy, I think it's cool, right? I think it's great, but I don't think he's good enough to be able to get you or get a team to the NBA Finals just based on the way that he coaches and based on the way that they want to play. Like, that's not built for everything. There's no real plays there. It's whether it's Derrick Rose or Jimmy Butler or Tyrese Haliburton, excuse me, Jalen Brunson, it's dribble, dribble, dribble. Go this way, dribble, dribble, dribble. Hopefully somebody's open. If not, pull up. Or if not, Derrick Rose, do what you do. There's no real game plan for Tibbs ever. So that's why I'm like, I wasn't surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he was fired, especially considering it's been 5 years. You lost the same team twice, and this time in the conference finals in embarrassing fashion. Wouldn't be the Knicks. No, they're going to let him go.
I just felt like it was short-sighted for the Knicks. Like, your success over the last 25 years, what success? I mean, how many coaches? I believe it was also stats, and stats, you can make them work for you, that you can make them work against you. But he had won 4 playoff series with them. The previous 13 coaches for the Knicks, only 1 playoff series win. Jeff Rust on Tuesday, when I was filling in on Danny's show, he had a good stat, though, that brought up that Tom Thibodeau is like one of the worst coaches against the spread in games 4 through 7 in the playoffs. So it's just like, I was like, that's kind of a Doc Rivers thing. But granted, Doc Rivers keeps getting jobs somehow.
You know, his team is going to be cooked by then. And the one thing I will give Doc credit for is at some point he can draw up a play for me. Okay, cool. Like, at some point, Doc Rivers can draw me up a play at halftime, or excuse me, coming out of a timeout or something like that. That's the one thing we've never really seen Tibbs do. Like, here's a great play to get back into this game. This is what we're going to do. This is our game plan. It's the same thing every single time, everywhere he goes, and it's the same effect on all of his players. So I wasn't surprised. I was like, man, this is going to get him fired. You can't lose to this team. Not like that. Not for the second year in a row. Like, that hurts.
Someone on the text line, why have we gotten to the point where we analyze every coaching change for at least a week after it happens? This is a fairly new phenomenon. I mean, this is the first time we were able to talk about it on this show, to be fair. I mean,
yeah, this is a weekly.
You know, this happened on Tuesday. This is
like a magazine.
Yeah,
y'all.
This is a weekly show, so we only get, you know, once a week to talk about things. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting because, again, Rashad, you were the first one, honestly, that called it as far as not being – I wouldn't be surprised if Thibodeau got fired. I didn't think it was going to happen. It did. It goes to show that New York, though, is also
– super impatient.
Yeah, impatient, but also, like, we believe we have a championship-winning team. We believe we can get there, and we think that a coaching change is going to be able to do it. I think it's a little bit more of roster construction. I actually thought it was a little bit of a, you know, hey – Tom Thibodeau is actually maybe growing here as a coach, being able to play his 8th, 9th, 10th guys on the bench. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, maybe they just need to make that 8th, 9th, 10th guy a little bit better, have someone that can be more of a playmaker type on the offensive end, because, I mean, Brunson, while he is a great scorer, his playmaking, setting up teammates ability, it's not elite. It's not like Tyrese Halliburton. You're not going to have Mikal Bridges do that. You're not going to have OG do that. Carl Anthony Towns needs to be set up to do that. So I just feel like there needed to be maybe a 6-man, someone coming off the bench. I mean, Josh Hart would bring the ball up sometimes, but again, as far as like him initiating the offense or setting his teammates up, I don't think that's the guy that you want doing that regularly. So I think there was just things that they needed to do roster wise to make this team deeper, make it able to generate offense for each other rather than just themselves, because I feel like it was a lot of iso ball as well.
See, I think that could very well be a big part of it, but the thing about it is we don't know, because Tibbs didn't put him out there. We don't know what he might have on his bench, or, you know, because he only decided, like, those 7 guys that played are the only ones he wants to play, and those are the ones that have played for most of the season. So why didn't we see more of Precious Achiuwa? Like, I mean, those are there's certain people that are like, man, they could probably be a big factor for your squad. But, you know, you saw Landry Shamet on your team. I was like, man, he can get a bucket for you. Why?
Yeah, as soon
as
he came in, one, I was like, wait, Landry Shamet's on the team. I was like, and then why? I was like, hey, Landry Shamet's actually not playing too bad. He's helping out.
You play for the Knicks. We didn't know Landry Shamet was on your bench. Like, why wouldn't you use him more as a good backup option, the way TJ McConnell comes in as a great backup option for somebody like Tyrese Halliburton? So that's what I look at when you're Tibbs. Like, you have this roster, this rotation of people, and you don't like to break that regardless of how your lineup is breaking down. The Knicks weren't bad. They were just tired by the time they got to the conference finals.
All right, let's take a break. We got hour number 2 coming up. We have a new starting quarterback in the NFL. We'll get to that. Also, a huge injury in college football. I also want to look at maybe the college football FPI rankings. The first one of the year came out, which project what teams are going to be in the playoffs, who is going to win the national championship, what the win total for each team looks like. So we can look at that for the Ducks, the Beavs, the Cougs, Washington, USC, whoever we want to take a look at. Your UNLV Rebels, Rashad.
Oh, let's go.
Run, Reb,
we're
run.
We're going for number one this year, guys.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
We were almost in the playoffs. We were this close to the playoff last
I forget
year.
What was the finishing record? 11-1 or 10-2 maybe?
Yeah, 10-2.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
And we lost we lost to BYU in the conference championship. We win that game and we're in.
And did the head coach leave? I believe the UNLV head coach, he went somewhere else.
Yeah, he's got a good job somewhere.
How about we break down UNLV preseason for the whole first half hour the next hour?
I'm down if you are. Like, we can definitely do that.
No, I want people to stay around and listen. Hour number two, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.